I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and he was supposed to be the next Bob Marley. That was the record company plan 3 decades ago, when record companies had the resources and muscle to actually have plans. So in the 80s, Island Records released 3 exquisite, polished, and accessible recordings from King Sonny Ade that they thought would make that happen. Ade was already an established star in Nigeria. He formed his first band in the late 60s and quickly became one of the leading figures in the second generation of musicians, playing a style dubbed juju. Based on traditional Yoruban rhythms, folk tales, and praise songs, this contemporary urban style featured guitars and percussion, including the distinctive talking drum played by as many as 30 or more musicians. With over 100 albums to his credit and his moves followed regularly in the press, Ade is one of Nigeria's most popular musicians. And while that next Bob Marley thing never quite panned out, and the international spotlight is now more focused on the harder-edged and funkier Afrobeat of Fela, it's not entirely ludicrous to say that without Ade, world music as we know it and the host of African artists who followed would have had a harder and slower time of it. Ade is now returning to the international stage with a new release called Baba Motunde, due out at the end of the month. It's his first studio offering outside of Nigeria in a decade. And with a new and younger band, there's an energy and excitement to his music that hasn't quite been seen since those magnificent 80s albums. Throughout September, KMUW's Global Village will feature music from throughout the career of King Sonny Ade, including a preview of this new 2-disc set, sure to be on a number of best of the year lists when 2010 rolls to a close. 2 quick Wichita notes before we roll to a close. The Wichita Jazz Festival hosts Kyrgyzstani piano phenom Eldar Friday in WSU's Wiedemann Hall. It's a fundraising event for the festival and a good sign for the 40th anniversary program scheduled for April, with a theme this year of Echoes of Africa. And with the start of a new academic year, the popular Wednesdays in Wiedemann organ recitals with Professor Lynn Davis and a newly retuned organ resume next week. More concert information on the Music Roundup page and more on King Sonny Ade on the Global Village page of our website, KMUW.org.